Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. Enjoy yourself. Can I help you? Brought to you by Mercy Wellness every other Friday on KSRO.
Good afternoon and welcome to Can I Help You? This is the Cannabis Talk Show. It's brought to you by Mercy Wellness. You can find them in Cotati and very soon in Santa Rosa. And also you can find them online. They do deliver and you can check out the store in Cotati online at mercywellness.com. In studio with me, of course, is Emma Zorns. Emma is the Education Director at Mercy Wellness. Hey, Emma.
Howdy, Michelle.
Great to see you. And our guest today is Ryan Cowell. Ryan is the brand manager at Cresco Labs. It's so nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. Thanks for having me.
All right. So we have a very big announcement to make today, and I've got a little bit of sound effect. I'm not sure if you guys are going to hear this because you don't have headphones on. But here we go. Da, 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 da. A little bit of applause. It's our 50th show.
Yay. Woohoo! We made it.
Big 5-0. So congratulations. We have had so much fun in the last two-ish years working together with Mercy Wellness and really providing a lot of education during this show. This is meant, of course, not to be any medical advice during this show, but to really start that conversation. If you've been curious about cannabis, if you want to know more about the brands that you might be able to find at Mercy Wellness, if you're interested in CBD and all different kinds of things, this is a great show to sort of start that conversation and get yourself comfortable with
it. Yes, we're that introductory option for people. And I just wanted to give a big thank you to Felicia, Owen, Joe, all of the legacy people who started and pioneered this talk show with us. Thank you guys for starting something so incredible and giving us this opportunity.
Yes, and big thanks to Brandon too for having the insight to understand that this kind of thing really helps. The more you know about something, the more interesting it becomes, the more comfortable you are with it. So I really think that that's it's really good insight, you know, not only letting people know about how great Mercy is, but about cannabis in general. So you have can have comfortable conversations about it.
Yes, and thank you, Michelle.
Sure.
You truly are the best co-host we could ever ask for.
I love talking about this. So let's start, and Emma, would you like to take over the conversation now?
Thank you again, Ryan, for joining us. Would you tell us a bit about yourself and how we ended up as brand manager at Cresco California?
Yeah, it's been a wild ride. I've been in cannabis for about 2 years now, you know, and prior to cannabis, I was in another emerging market. I started a business in the drone technology space, you know, and really helped pioneer that industry for about 4 to 5 years. And there's a lot of similarities, I think, within the drone space and within cannabis, right? It's highly regulated, and then there's a lot of education that needs to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So I spent a lot of time working with Fortune 500 companies and figuring out like how to integrate this technology into their day-to-day operations, you know, and then did that, like I said, for about 4 to 5 years, did a lot of amazing things, worked in a lot of industries, telecom, agriculture, insurance, disaster response, kind of a variety of just industries that gave me so much experience. And then, you know, an opportunity came within cannabis, and I've been a long time cannabis advocate, I will say. I won't say how long, but but a long time. And so I knew this industry was going to be massive, and I'm really passionate about the plant, about plant medicine in general, and you know, wanted to take the opportunity to join a company that I thought was going to go very far.
Sure.
You know, and so originally it was Origin House, and I was, you know, Origin House got acquired by Cresco Labs, and now Cresco Labs is really taken off, and it's really exciting, and I'm super grateful to be part of a company that's doing such a, you know, an amazing job.
That's so great. And, you know, as you had said before, too, there was really wasn't a blueprint for the drone industry. So you're quite familiar with kind of figuring it out as we go, the trial and error of learning. We have to make mistakes in order to make this happen. So
definitely.
Thank you so much. And, you know, you said that you love education, you know, and why is that important to you?
Well, I think education is really the foundation for any industry's success, right? When it comes to cannabis, it can be complex and it can be very overwhelming, right? And so there's a lot of information out there, and I think there's a lot of great companies that are definitely doing a good job with educating customers or consumers, but I think we can still push harder, right? And make it easier for customers to understand the products that they are buying, making sure there's, certifications that are in place for people that are working in the industry and that are recommending this medicine. And just really making the information a little bit more digestible. I mean, me being in the industry for a couple years, but then prior to that, obviously consuming cannabis, I still don't know everything, you know, and I still get confused sometimes. And I walk into an account or into a retail store and there's, you know, hundreds of brands on the walls and they're all marketing kind of a similar product, you know, at the end of the day. So as a consumer, you know, I think making it easier for them to choose the right products.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's truly the role of the bud tender. Yes. And that's why at Mercy, we do take education so seriously. Yeah. You know, we are the forefront. We're the introductory humans to this whole world that is so helpful for so many too. Mm-hmm. And I know you have a personal connection to cannabis too within your own family. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So, personal story with cannabis, the first person I think of is my mother. My mom grew up, being told that cannabis was, do not touch that, it's bad, right?
Yeah, that stigma.
Yeah, there's that stigma, that negative kind of connotation when it comes to cannabis. And for the longest time, you know, she knew that I consumed cannabis and she's awesome. She was always, you know, accepting of it, but didn't really, you know, decide to partake in it, until I kind of got into the industry. And she started asking a lot more questions. She's like, you're actually making money legally doing this now? And I said, yeah. And she said, well, tell me more about it. And, you know, I told her that there's so many different ways to consume cannabis right now. Like, you don't have to smoke it, you know? And so we started talking and she started doing some more research online. And, you know, she called me one day and she said, Ryan, I don't know what I'm doing. Like, I'm overwhelmed. I don't know how to order products. I don't want to go into the city she lives in, doesn't have retail storefronts yet.
Yeah.
But they have delivery services. She's like, I try to order a product online, but I don't know what to do. I don't know what to get. Can you help me? And so, you know, I came over one night and we started talking and I asked her, you know, what's going on? She's like, I just have a hard time sleeping, right? And I think a lot of people are faced with this problem.
Sleep the most common, if not issue. The second most common.
Yeah. So, I mean, myself included, and she's like, I don't want to take sleeping pills. I feel groggy. I wake up constantly throughout the night. And, you know, and this is the time that, we were launching Good News brand. And so we have this gummy called the Me Time gummy. And so it's an indica, you know, heavy.
Sure.
And so I gave her the gummies. I said, just take one, try it out. You know, you're not doing anything for the rest of the night. You know, just chill out and see what you think. And so the next day she calls me and she's like, I slept like a rock. She's like, I have never slept so good in my life.
Yeah.
And from that day forward, honestly, she's been a big fan and like wanting to learn more about cannabis, right? And wanting to understand the benefits. And so one of the things like I hear from her all the time is like, hey, I'm starting to recommend these products to my friends and in my group of circle.
That word of mouth, it's magical.
Word of mouth, yeah. And so I have a lot of friends that have similar experiences where their parents are now asking them for advice on like, how do I go about like ordering products or what do I buy? And so that's where I think education is super important, right? Is like, how do we get new consumers into the market and start to consuming?
Absolutely. It's overwhelming, all the nuances and small things that go into even just placing an order, you know? And as you said, this industry is really based off anecdotal education almost. The science is catching up to us still. So it's stories like that allow us to best educate our consumers and say, well, this person also experienced similar results. This is something we should maybe give a try.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. And then also having the confidence to even go into a space, as you know, she was comfortable with you because you're the son, right? So that makes sense.
True.
But there may be people who don't have that, you know, personal relationship with someone. And so making a dispensary a safe and welcoming place and that you're not judged for not having any knowledge about something and having, you got to have that empathy. For all of your bud tenders as part of that experience when they visit a dispensary.
No, it's quite funny too. We did a word chart of sorts where we polled everybody, what are the most important factors in a bud tender?
Mm-hmm.
And the two most common were knowledgeable and compassionate.
Yeah.
Wow. So we recognize that those are the forefront of what we're trying to do. And it's brands like Cresco and Good News that are able to ride along this journey with us and help educate all those people out there too.
Exciting. All right, let's take a quick break. We're talking with Ryan Cowell. He is the brand manager at Cresco Labs. You're listening to Can I Help You? Brought to you by Mercy Wellness. We'll be right back.
Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. The discussion today is not to be construed as medical advice. Any discussion today of the potential medical uses and benefits of cannabis or CBD are intended to encourage the listener to discuss those uses with the individual's medical professional.
UTIs are the worst. I've been there. 1 year, I had 8 UTIs. If you get UTIs, then you understand how awful the cycle can be. I was taking all the precautions, and cranberry products, they just never worked for me. I was desperate for a way to be proactive. It was hard on me and on my husband.
It was tough to see her in pain, and I wanted to help.
I'm Jenna.
And I'm Spencer.
With Spencer's background in biochemistry
and our shared frustration when it came to UTIs, we were inspired to start Eucora.
At Eucora, we make innovative urinary tract supplements and UTI relief products. Our effective urinary tract supplements finally give you a way to be proactive. We're on a mission to help women get their lives back. And so far, we've been able to help more than 100,000 people. Ready to join them? With our money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. Get 30% off when you go to eucora.com/radio. That's eucora.com/radio.
I have a question for you. Do you want to feel better? 2020 has been a wrecking ball year, hasn't it? Still, people persevere. But it's harder. Some days more than others. Sleep is harder to come by. Anxiety spills over into everything. You realize you're just not having as much fun. Mercy Wellness, the top cannabis dispensary in the North Bay, wants to help you feel better. The Mercy Wellness staff is well trained to help you select the right cannabis products for the effects you want. Cannabis sells itself, they say. It matters more who you buy it from. Mercy Wellness has earned that spot. Let Mercy help you feel better right now, safely and securely, in our beautiful store in Cotati, or we will deliver to your doorstep. See you soon.
Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. Can I help you? Brought to you by Mercy Wellness every other Friday on KSRO.
And welcome back to Can I Help You? This is the Cannabis Talk Show brought to you by Mercy Wellness. Find them online at mercywellness.com. And remember, we've got a big holiday coming up too in April 420. So check out Mercy Wellness for all the deals that they will have then. All right. So we are talking with Emma Zorns. Emma is the Education Director at Mercy Wellness, and Ryan Cowell. He is the Brand Manager at Cresco Labs. And we want to learn a bit more about Cresco and also the brand that we want to talk about today, Good News. So this is fun. What is the story behind Good News?
So Good News is a really fun brand, right? You know, we recognize the importance of togetherness, you know, and the bonds and the social connections that we make. Mm-hmm. And we believe that the opportunity, there's an opportunity right now to really have cannabis play a role on those social occasions, right? And so I think the social aspect, the togetherness aspect of the Good News brand is something that we need more than ever right now.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know? And pre-rolls too. Shoot, you can share them with a group of friends as well.
Social products.
COVID friendly, if any, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, Good News is really made for the moment. It's an occasion-based brand. So we have, you know, 4 different occasions or social mindsets across 3 different product forms. Mm-hmm. And those are, you know, me time, brunch, Friday, and Vegas.
Wait. Let's talk about these again. Me time. Okay, so I'm feeling like some pampering going on, right?
Yeah, you know, so that's like our indica, right? You're
gotcha.
Kind of just like chilling out, maybe watching a movie, getting a little bit of me time in, winding down after the day.
Yeah. Okay. Brunch is pretty self-explanatory.
I just picture a beautiful Sunday, you know, morning with friends, eating good food, having a good time. It's a very balanced
Okay, so that might be more of a hybrid kind of feeling.
A hybrid, yes.
Okay,
and
all
are
right.
these strain specific perchance, or are they blends that give these certain effects?
So they are blends.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And then Frye instead of Friday. I love this. Okay, Frye.
It is Frye. Quite literally.
It is, yeah.
It is, yeah. So Frye is that fun, like, you know, you get off of work, you're excited for the weekend, and, you know, you're going to go out with some friends, and now that things are opened up, it's like it's time to hang out with people, time to go out and have a good time. You're going to take this Frye and really, you know, have a good night.
Okay, great. And then Vegas is maybe the next step up.
Vegas is, I'll put it simply, party like a rock star.
I love it.
Yeah, that's a sativa as well, but it's a very dominant sativa.
Okay.
You know, so if you're really looking to have a great time, Vegas is the one to take.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. And who do these products appeal to for the most part?
Yeah. So the great thing about Good News is that it really appeals to a customer, a consumer that, you know, doesn't want to deal with all the strains, understanding the strains, the complexity of strains and terpenes,
sure.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's thousands of strains out there, and you know, a lot of them are the same strain named 10 different times, right? So it takes the complexity out, right, for the customer, and it really focuses on what the end benefit is, right? Mm-hmm. And so you know, it's an easy shareable product, and the brand is just, it's good vibes, good fun, good news.
Cool. I love it. And where do you source all this material for the pre-rolls?
So the great thing about the Good News brand is that we actually grow you know, a majority of the material right here in Santa Rosa.
Awesome.
And also in our facility in Carpinteria. So our flower is grown, you know, throughout the state of California. And then for our pre-rolls, we send it to our co-packer, where they'll roll it up, package it. And then for our gummies and vape products, it goes to our extraction facility in Mendota.
Awesome. And in those pre-roll packs, what's the sizing like? How many are there?
So they're 0.5 grams, so they're nice, good size, and then there's 7 in one pack.
Awesome, and I know we've gone over a lot of it, but in a market flooded with pre-roll options, what also makes this so wonderful and unique?
Yeah, so, you know, there's a lot of brands out there. I mean, the difference between Good News and the products that we make and the other brands that are on the market, I think is just the ease of use. It comes to us taking the complexity out of the equation for the customer. Mm-hmm. We have a group of master cultivators and master formulators that really are amazing. They take a lot of time to pick the right strains, you know, understand the effects and the benefits of those strains, the terpenes in those strains, because, you know, terpenes have a big role in the effect, right? It's not just THC. So I always say terps over THC, but our master cultivators and formulators really take a lot of time to really get these formulations dialed in.
Sure.
And they do a great job.
Now, I always think of that analogy, too, to help our listeners kind of picture this, is that you have the THC as your gas in a vehicle and lets you go. CBD is what slows you down and mellows out those effects of THCs, whereas the terpenes are the steering wheel. So they're actually going to define where you're headed when it comes to those effects, too. Mm-hmm. So thank you for saying that.
Yeah,
you know,
that's a great way to put it.
I can't take credit, to be honest, though. That may have already been said on the show prior to me taking over, too. But for those who haven't heard, it's a great way to look at it, too.
It is a good illustration. So then, because these are not strain specific, does the formulation change? Are you using different strains depending on what's being harvested?
Yeah, I mean, it stays very consistent, but there are times where we find new strains that maybe work better, and the formula gets better, and then as we continue to develop the portfolio of products, we'll have new occasions using new strains and different formulations.
That's fun.
Awesome. And I know and a few of our staff have been able to try some of the other products under Cresco. Mm-hmm. What else do you guys make?
So we have gummies, which, you know, I think there's a gummy craze going on right now.
Yeah.
It's a 10-piece, 100 milligrams, so each piece is 10 milligrams. They're vegan and gluten-free.
Oh, great.
Yep, and there's some really great flavor profiles. So, you know, we have blue raspberry, watermelon, orange, and then white sparkling grape.
Ooh, that sounds wonderful. Sonoma County really loves that.
Yeah.
And then we have a disposable vape. Which, you know, with the disposable vapes, I think we have a very dynamic flavor profile throughout that product form. We have, my favorite is mint chocolate, which when I heard that, I was like, no way. They can't get mint chocolate. But I tasted it, and man, I feel like it's probably one of my favorite flavors right now in the market.
Yeah.
And then we have melon. I think another one is berry.
Mm-hmm.
And then blanking on the other one at the moment, but mint chocolate just kind of captured my attention right away.
What kind of effect does the mint chocolate have?
So mint chocolate's Vegas, so it's, you know, it's party mode.
Yeah. Party.
Probably why I like it so much.
Right, so there's that hype around those sweet strains right now, right? You're seeing a lot of churros, a lot of like cookies and gelatos.
Oh, sure.
And just the dessert strains,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So it fits perfectly in with that too. And, you know, in looking you guys up and having a better understanding of your brand, I noticed you won an award for marketing. Is this true?
Yeah, the Clio Awards, which, you know, if you're not in advertising or marketing, you probably don't care. But like in that world, it's pretty prestigious to win a Clio Award.
That's a big deal. Yeah. If you see the competitors on it, they're these largest name brands that you see every day. So
Yeah, so we were really, really excited about winning that, you know, in the brand identity category. And yeah, you know, we're just gonna keep moving forward from here. I mean, the brand's super fun. If you guys see it, there's vibrant colors. You'll notice that the packaging is really loud and vibrant in stores. And we have a lot of stuff in store for the rest of the year. We got some good new products that are coming out.
Ooh, can you tease anything?
Yeah, so I can't say officially. It's not officially been released yet, but we are experimenting right now with CBN. Oh. CBD, and then, you know, Pride's coming up, so we got a little something special.
Oh, yes, the holidays
Pride.
Are coming.
Oh, yeah, so much fun. And I think that's also very interesting in a place where I think more brands are going to experiment in these other cannabinoids.
Yeah.
People forget that there's more than THC and CBD to explore, and that these other cannabinoids can really make the effect of your THC or CBD product that much more interesting.
Amplifies it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. CBN's really exciting. Just for that sleep, right? I've been testing it recently, some of our products, and I sleep even better than I did before. So
nice. That's great to hear.
We get a lot of feedback about that, certainly, too.
Yeah. And with these Clio Awards, I have to clarify, this is not just for cannabis, right? These awards, or is it a specific?
It's not just for cannabis.
Right. So you guys win an award.
Yeah.
And like, you know, people like Coca-Cola and stuff are in these. So that's a huge deal. Congratulations.
Yeah, we were really excited about that. And like I said, a lot of people don't really know what that is, but it is a prestigious honor to win something like that.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
So you work with multiple brands under Cresco. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us what those other brands are as well?
Yeah. So I currently manage 5 brands in the state of California. One of them home to Sonoma County, which is Flora Cal Farms, a flower brand.
Mm-hmm.
I manage the Good News brand, the Cresco brand, High Supply, and then Mindy's.
Oh, I love Mindy's.
Yeah, Mindy's makes a great gummy as well.
So they're all fabulous, to be honest. I mean, High Supply, you can't beat that price per the quality of flower. Is that Flora Cal flower going into those?
So that, it's a mixture, it's a combination. Mainly, it's grown out of Carpinteria.
Sure.
With some of the strains coming from Flora Cal.
How interesting. I know I've had a lot of consumers open it up and see that beautiful mixture of different strains, which is kind of nice.
Yeah.
You know, you can pick and choose.
Yeah, the value space is a really fun space to play in. You know, I think cannabis can get pricey, you know, for a lot of customers. And if you're using it daily, it can be a pretty heavy expense, you know.
Yes.
And that's where, you know, High Supply comes in as well, where it's a great, good product for a good price.
Certainly. Cost efficiency is so important to those who are using it medicinally, too.
Right.
I'd like to even add, too, soon enough here, we'll be launching a program called Dear Cannabis, which is a wonderful compassion-based program giving RSO out to those who are in need, including with a medical card and a few other different qualifications. So if you are interested in being a part of our compassion program, stop by our storefront or give us a call, and we can definitely help you get to the right people.
All right. Is there any information about that on the website yet?
Not quite yet. Okay. We're in the process of linking it up. We're going to have some sort of, hopefully them actually on the radio to give you a better update on what's going on with them too. So we look forward to that as well. It's all about making sure we get into medicine to the people.
All right. Well, this has been so much fun. Thank you for coming in, Ryan, and telling us all about Cresco. Ryan Cowell is the brand manager at Cresco Labs. We've been talking about Good News, which you can find at Mercy Wellness. And be sure to go into the store and talk with them. Their bud tenders are very knowledgeable, can help you, whether you've got a lot of experience with cannabis or are new to it or returning to it after quite some time. They're there to help you make sure that you've got the right product for you. Thanks so much, Emma, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, Ryan. Thank you, everybody.
So super fun. All right, we will see you again soon. This is KSRO.
Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. The discussion today is not to be construed as medical advice. Any discussion today of the potential medical uses and benefits of cannabis or CBD are intended to encourage the listener to discuss those uses with the individual's medical professional.